We are starting V'siyata D'shmayim Maseches Me'ilah. Maseches Me'ilah really is a hemshech of what we finished off in Maseches Krisus. Maseches Krisus talks at length about the different types of korbonis that are mechaper. Not only korbonis that are mechaper faver sheyesh ben Krisus, but there's a whole arichus over there about Asham Me'ilois. In Perek Hei, in Parshas Vayikra, in the Perek of Ashomois. So there's the korban v'hevis Hashomei l'Hashem ayel tomim menatzoin. And there's the din of Be'erkecho Kesef Shcholim B'Shekel HaKadosh La'osho. That has to be worth 2 sloim. On that Korban Oshom, one of the categories over there is Nefesh Kisimo Mal V'choto B'Shkogo Mikodshe Hashem. If he's Moel B'Shoigeg. B'Shoigeg, even though it's not Chavi Krisus, it's Chavi Lavin. The halacha is that it carries with it a Korban Oshom. Mi'ila b'mezid carries with it a penalty of Malkis, and there's no carbon. One detail that we had in Maseches Krisus, is that the carbon of Oshem Toli, which is a person who was besofik over on Naver, that's Mechayev a carbon chatos, is that also true by an Asham Mi'ilois, that a sofik would bring an Oshem Toli? That's Machalek Subchim, Kivin Lechachom, we passing that there is no Oshem Tolui on Hashem Me'ilois. Now, most of the Masechet over here, it deals with the Etzem Halachas of Me'ilo. We just said, when he's Moel, what exactly is Me'ilo? But we'll add one more detail. Me'ilo is an Avera, true. It also has a certain Tzad Momoin, in that it's taking Momoin Hegdish. And with this, we could understand the dual identity of the Oynish of a Moel B'Kotchim, is that he has to bring the korban, plus he has to pay back a keren v'choymish. This is not the only case when the Torah, where something that's an avera, carries also with it a keren v'choymish, the types of gzelo that also carry an oynish of keren v'choymish, as well as the oynish of the avera. There are cases, by the way, of mi'ilo dirabonon. Obviously, he's not going to bring a korban, because it's only dirabonon. There's also no chiyuv of Choymish. There's only be a Karen, else the Gzelas Momen Hegdish. Now, Mi'ilo can represent itself in a lot of different ways. We're going to see a lot of different Efanim in the Masechta. There's somebody being Nene from Hegdish on a personal Hano that he shouldn't be, being Nene. Person takes a horse that belongs to Hegdish, somebody was Magdish a horse to Bedek Abayis, and he goes for a pleasure ride on it. That's a Mi'ilo where he's being Nene, a Shavuputa's worth of Hanof from Mi'ilo. There's another concept in Mi'ilo, this is a little bit more profound, and we're going to have a lot about this through the Masechta, is a Mi'ilo where he's Moitziat L'chulin, where he's Mi'yayid something to be used for Chulin. He wasn't Nene yet, a Hanof Sheyesh B'Shavuputa. Being Mi'yachidit for a usage outside the realm of Kachim itself is being Moitziat M'shus Hagdish. And then he's also considered a moel. This is a chiddush because he's takanat nena. That means me'ilo is not isuri hanor. Reb Chaim says it's more a form of misappropriation, more similar to gezel. Don't make the mistake, by the way, of taking that a step further and saying that if somebody's mazik hegdish, there's a window that belongs to hegdish, somebody throws a rock through it, that he's chayiv alts me'ilo. He might be chayiv alts mazik, maybe he has to bear under certain circumstances to hegdish. But that's not teshlume me'ilo, that's mazik. Me'ilo is taking it out of kodesh. Being mazik is not taking it out of kodesh, just taking away the value of it. Being moitziit, mershus hegdish, or being nene, in a chulun dika oifin, that would be hano. We'll point out, by the way, that the din of being moil doesn't only have to be done by him. There's a halachim yuchedis. The Gemara says one of the only places b'chol ha'tarikuli yeshlich et varvera that a moil b'shlichus is considered hano on behalf of the mishaleach. Another important point is that there's two different types of hegdish, which have two distinct ground rules insofar as mi'ilah is concerned. There's kedushas haguf, kedushas domim. Kedushas haguf is something with the guf hadover is like a carbon, either a carbon proper, or menochos, which is also like a carbon, and at what point the menochos become not just kodesh, but they become kedushas haguf, is something also has to be discussed. Anything that's the realm of kedushas haguf, and that's not only a carbon, something that's omid lakrova, but even something that's part of the avoida, klishoris, Lamashal, of Hegdish is also Kedushas Haguf. That's one type of Me'ilah. Another type of Me'ilah is simply something that belongs to Hegdish. Mom and Hegdish has Me'ilah. It could be that there's a fundamental difference between the two. This is something that we've brought up at the beginning of Krisus. It came up in Temura. That Kotshe Bede Kabayis, the concept is more a momentistic Nekuda of misappropriating the Rishus of Hegdish, the moment Hegdish, like B'daim Legezo. Mashenkin Kedushas Haguf, the Mi'ilo is more B'daim to an Isser of being Nana. And the Nafkamin is how to understand what the Tashlume Mi'ilo is. Is the Tashlume Mi'ilo a Kapora? Or is it like a Gezo, like Tashlume Gzelo? We saw Nafkamin in the beginning of Krisus, Legabi Komle B'dirabmine, the Nesivus points out. There's another nafkamina also, is that kotshe bede kabayis, when a person's male, one of the big principles of Mila Behegdish is that kotshe bede kabayis is yotza luchulan. The Torah says, loshna posuk, timoil mal, that mi'ilo is like a shinui. Once it's misappropriated, it's not anymore miyuchid lahegdish. Masha enkein, a behemah of kotshin, or klisharis, which have kedushas aguf, they can't turn into something else. Well, they're not Yotzal Chulun. There's Mi'ilo, they're not Yotzal Chulun. There's another halacha that we're going to have a lot about. One of the inyanim that comes up, we're going to have a lot about this in the Masechta by Kedushas Haguf, is that the only Mi'ilo is only when it's Oymid for some type of Hakrova. If it doesn't have any more service in the Avodas Hamikdash, it's already Nasis Mitzvosoi, or other Nekuda is where it's not oimid anymore for some purpose in the Migdash. Even if Be'etzim it's Hegdish, it could be a nanim boy, but Lamaisa ain't Moelim Behem. Doesn't have proper Me'ilah. There's another difference also in Karbonis between Kotche Kadoshim, Kotchem Kalim, which we'll learn about. Kotche Kadoshim is called Miuchodim Lashem Kotchem Kalim, which is eaten by the Bailim, so we don't see it as completely in the domain of Hegdish. A Behema that's Miud for a Karbon Shlomim, the Bailim is the owner insofar as he's going to be the Bailim to give out the Basa Kotchim to eat under the Tanoim of how Basa Kotchim was eaten. So Mela, his Bailus is also there. It can't be considered fully the Bailus of Hegdish. Kotchim Kalim, there's a Mandama, Kotchim Kalim, Mom and Bailim, who Mamish, he can be Mekadosh an issue with it. So Mela, it's not Miuchodim Lashem, and Mela, there's no Me'ilo. Well, we pointed out before that the Korban of Me'ilo is only on Shoigeg. By Mezid, we're going to see also a Machloikis. It's not over here, Mefurish in the Mishnah, but we'll learn about it, that there's a Machloikis. Tanoim, that's in a Braisa, Ladas Rebbe. The halach is that a Moyel b'Mezid is Chai Misa b'Dei Shemayim. According to Chachomim, it's only Malkis, like a regular lav. And Lamaisa, that's the way the Rambam paskins. A Moyel b'Mezid is not Chayiv a Korbon, he's also not Chayiv a Chomish. The Chomish is a Kapora, it's a Kapora on the Shoigeg. Mashenkin and Moel B'mezid has his own punishment. Those are some of the halachas, and now we'll start the Mishnayos Be'ez Hashem. We're going to start with chalokim that are very intense on details of Gansei the Kotchim. There's a lot of details of Kotchim in Sidrei Ho'avodin, Zvachim, Menachas, and so on that only come up in Meseches Me'ilah in the context of when there is Me'ilah and when there's not Me'ilah. So let's start. Mishnah Aleph. The first thing we're going to have in the Mishnah is of a korban. It's going to be kotchim kadoshim, kotchim kalim. We're going to assume that there's no me'ilah, like we spoke out. Kotchim kadoshim has me'ilah because it's kodesh that's miyuchad l'Hashem. What happens? Let's say you had a behemah that was miyuchad for a korban chatos or oila and it died. Behemah pasha died before it was brought. We look at it as a nevela. Now it's a nevela ground that belongs to Hegdish, but it has no shimush for Hegdish, so there's no me'ilah in it. However, there's other refanim of a korban that are posel. The case of the Mishnah over here is kotche kadoshim, but even where it's posel, but it still has some type of akrova. This is a concept that we have in Maseches Vochim called imol lo yedu. There are psulim in korbanis where lemaisa, if the korban was oyle ala mizbech, they're not brought down. There's some type of quasi hakrova, which is not be'etzim yitzias yidei chavos of a korban. There's no ritzui. But it's still a carbon. So it's neskabel on the mizbeach if it's there. That's the halacha mol lo yerdu. It's neskadish la mizbeach. So because of that, it still has a zikot to Hegdish. to being a korban, and because of that, it has proper me'ilo. The case of the Mishnah is kotcha gadashim sheshochtan bedoroim. Kotcha gadashim, we learn in Perek Eis, and we'll come in the fifth Perek of Zvachim, that it has to be shechted bitzofoin, and therefore the korban is possible. However, it's a psul bakoidish, and it's still a mo'oloyer, like we just said, and therefore mo'el in bohem, it has me'ilo. Shchotan bedoroim v'kibul domen bitzofoin. Bitzofoin, it was shechted bitzofoin v'kibul domen bedoroim. But the Kabbalah Saddam was Bidoroim. Both of them apostle. Yidal Tzashchita or the Kabbalah. Another case of a Psul Bakoidish, which still has a din of Mi'ilo, is Shochaton. Biyoim Vizorak Balailo. So there's no read to it. It's because Saddam was by night. Balailo, the Shchita was by night, Vizorak Bayoim. The Shchita is a Shchita. It's not a Korban Shemes. It's a Korban that the Psul is a Psul, the Seder Akrova, but still has a Shem Korban. Here's more severe. It's not just the loyotzi de chavosi, the korban becomes posel. It's not just posel, but chutz lezmanom could have a din of chavi krisus if somebody eats from it. I feel ochi Hashem korban hotas yeah. Does have Hashem korban, and therefore moel in bohen. Klal omer Bishur. Here Bishur is going to put it all together. Kol shoy lo shas heter lakehanim. What he's coming is Boso Koche Kadoshim. It's important to note that after the Zrikas Adan, if the Korban was done properly, then it has a Heter Kehanim. It belongs to the Kehanim. It belongs to the Kehanim, and there's no Me'ilo. So anything that had a Shas Heter, which means of Achilu Kehanim, even if it becomes Nifsal and now it's not Royal Achilu, it was already Nofik, it was already Yotzi Midei Me'ilo, Ein Me'ilim Bo. It's not Koche Hashem. Kodesh Hashem means miyuchid lehishtamshus gavoya without any yad hishtamshus of a head. So Melo Kohen is not allowed to eat it. But what happens shaloi hoyo lo shaset lakoyenim? Let's say the Zrika was done properly, but Lamaiset never had, I'm sorry, the psul was before the Zrika was done properly, so it never was chal in it a heter achilo, like the case that we just described by Yoim, by Laila, itself and Midorim. It blibes, it stays Kodesh Hashem because it never became Mutter L'Achilas Kehanim. Ezi Shehoyer L'Shas Heter L'Kehanim. What's the case? That there was a Heter Boser L'Achilas Kehanim, and because of that it was already Yotza Midei Me'ilo. Shalono, the Boser stayed over after Amud HaShachar and becomes Noisa. Shenitmo becomes Tamis. It has to be burnt by Kodesh. It's still a korban. Sheyotza was Yotza from the Azorah. Eze Sheloi Hoyolosha Setel Akainim. Shenishchet Achutz Lizman or Achutz Mkaim. In the case that we had before, where in the Avodah itself, the Avodah wasn't done by Ifim, where it became Mutal Akainim Teed. Or Shekimu Psul was Zorko Zdoma. Psul was apostle for the Avodah was Mekamal Adam. Or apostle was Zorik Adam. So therefore, that the Basar doesn't become nitter. There's no heter of zrika to be matter the boss lachil. So this is the basic rule that there is a point of boss kotcha min yotze midei mi'ila. That's when it becomes ois kotcha Hashem, when it has a use for a headed, not only the gavoya. Mishnah Beis b'sar kotcha gadoshim sheyotze lefnei zrikas dom. Here we have a knetch. Lumas what we said before, which is a black and white. It did have a shas kosher. It didn't have a shas kosher. What happens with Boso Kotche Kadoshim, that's Yotza Lazor? Some of the meat went out of the Azor Lefnei. Now remember that Kotche Kadoshim has to be eaten in the Azor. There's definitely a Psul Yotze if it's Yotza La'achazukas Domen. But it was already had a Shat Heter, so Mela was already Yotza Mechlal Me'ilot, it's not Kotche Hashem. Masha'enkin Boso Kotche Kadoshim Shiyotza Lefnei Zukas Domen, that piece of Boso does not become Mutter. So it never had a Shat HaKoshim. Because of that, Reb Lezo, I'm a moil in bo. The Zrikas Adam is not matter it. Ve'en chayoven alav v'shum pigel nois v'tomei. The Isure Koris that are on Boso Kotchim. Let's say the Zrikas Adam was done with the Makhshevas pigel. Or the Boso, all the Boso was left over. It's now 2 days old. So l'chertz noiser. Or Tomei, a Tomei ate it. It was never completely ro'i. It was never made completely boso kotchim that's roi lachila ide zrika, because it was already yotza and it was already nofik out of the carbon proper, al yidei the yitzir. The yitzir renders it not fully part of the carbon, and even though it was part of the carbon, but the zrika doesn't render it basa kachum that had a zrika. That's the only time this pigul noise of a tome. Hatzoas pigul. Or basal kachrim, they had a heter achila and it was left over, became noiser. Or tome, they ate basal kachrim, that's roi lachila. However, kiva ime ein moelim bo. Why? Because since it's part of the basal that's inside, so the chalois of the zrikas hadam is mafkia it from the shei me'ilo. That means basal kachrim before the zrika is oimid le me'ilo. Basal kachrim after the zrika is not oimid le me'ilo. The basar over here, even though it was kvar yotze, is still part of the basar of this carbon, insofar that the zrikas hadam is mafkiyat from being ineligible for achila. Now, grad that has a psul of yotze, you can't eat it. It's possible. But it's part of the basar kachim, and therefore, it's not the chlal basar kachim that doesn't have a zrika. It has a zrika, ein moilim boy, and conversely, avo chayom and alol, v'shum pigul nois v'tami. Those two go together. One horror we'll point out over here is that the basal of mice is also al tzioitze. He's saying that it also becomes also it's chal and Hashem, pigul noise of etome. What happened to enis chal iser? So you look at the mafashim here, the mafashim point out that the iser of pigul noise of etome is chal also on the basal that's still inside. So that's what we call moise of a koilo, and therefore there's no problem of enis chal iser. It's also important to point out what Rishonim say, that the chalois of the zrika is only insofar that there's some basar inside. The heter of the zrika, the chalois that's mafkir, mikshem kotche Hashem of the zrika, is chal in the basar. It's chal all the basar, including the basar that's outside. What happens if there is no basar? Then the zrika never had a koach to be matter the basar. Tosis points out that if the basar became ineligible for achila for other reasons, to some of the basar, not that it was yotza. Yotza means it's still batsam intact, it's just not here in the mokum achila. But what happens if it became tomei, whatever it is, that the basar that became tomei before the zrika does not become part of the chalois matter of the zrika. So there it's basar kachim tomei, and it doesn't have a hat of the zrika. And then about there would be me'ilah. Rav Kiva is only saying about yotzim chutzlum kaimah. That's where the machloikus is. Amar Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva now argues for his position. Varei ha-mafrish chatosoy va'ovda. Some is mafrish chatos, and it got lost. V'hivish ha-chayas tachter. We had this in the Sechas Tmura, and it was mafrish another carbon chatos. He brought it. V'achakach. Sorry, he didn't bring it yet. V'achakach nimtza sirushani found. Now he has two kabonas. Hareishteim, this both of them are eligible. Lo'kishem shedom ha-poyter es psoro. Kachu poyter es psar chaverto. Is the din not that whichever one he shechted, whichever one he, both of them have kedushas carbon chatos. So whichever one he chose to shecht. Well, I'm sorry, what we're talking about over here is he shechted both. And now he could be zerik the dam of either one. The dam of one, poitu es psara of that carbon, kachu poitu es psar chaverto, does it not pater the other carbon, the basar of the other carbon, from me'ilo? Even though the second carbon chatz is certainly possible, but it was a carbon, it was shechted. The fact that he was now yotze idei choivas, this carbon chatos, is moitzi the bosar of the second behemoth that was shechted, the second chatas midei me'ilo. It's a very hard din to understand, but Kiva says over here that the zrikas hadam is moil to be moitzi the bosar of the or of the carbon chatas midei me'ilo because they have a shechus, they have what the lashon gemara ziko zeloze, and well that kesher means that there's a chaloi zrikas hadam legabe the other one. Now the truth of the matter is that the gemara has been born in other places. The second carbon doesn't have me'ilo because it's possible. It's called chatoi shemesos. The person was mechapa with one carbon. There's another carbon. That carbon is ineligible. Mesa, you put it in. So it doesn't have shem kachim is be'ach anymore. And we'll learn in Yitz Hashem that chatoi shemesos, that they have a din to be put to death, a din to be left out to become possible, don't have me'ilo. So that's the reason why there's no me'ilo. What it means is over here, since it has a din mi'ila l'maisa, I'm sorry, it has a din misa, so the zurika helps from one carbon to the other carbon, and it's mafkir. So if that's mamish two behemos, and the zurika is a dam of one, is mafkir the other one midei mi'ila, v'impota domo es psar chaverto min ha-mi'ila, dinu, it's a kal v'choymen, sheyifter es besoro of this animal itself, the chelik that was yoytzi. You have two animals, one's a good carbon, one is rendered ineligible. Once you shechted one, and you zerik dam on once, then the other one can't be a carbon. Hafilahoch, it's moitzi the boss of demilo. Kal v'choymer, mineu bay in the same carbon. You shechted, you zerik the dam, the zrikas adam helps legabe the chelik of this beim of the bosor that was ineligible because it was yotz v'chutz l'mkoymer. That's the tzushto of the Tanarim Kiva.